This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.
Brothers and sisters, whilst it is very true that the 27th night of Ramadan is a likely candidate for Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, it still continues to baffle me to see the disproportionate emphasis on this one night and at the expense of other valuable nights of Ramadan. I've seen people taking oaths during their Friday sermon saying, this is by Allah tonight Laylatul Qadr. In fact, I know some mosques where the guest imam actually flies home on the 27th night of Ramadan, as if the month of Ramadan has finished, leaving behind the local imam to finish leading until Eid. Everything else is almost like loose change. I have a question here. I mean, if the Prophet ﷺ himself was made to forget the exact date of Laylatul Qadr, how then can anyone after him claim with certain knowledge of it that this is the night every single year? Nevertheless, it was hidden, brothers and sisters, from us for great wisdom to encourage Muslims to search for it, to pursue it, to not rely upon any specific date. Imam Ibn Hajar, he said that the scholars have deferred with regards to the exact date of Laylatul Qadr, stating no less than 40 opinions. Some, of course, being stronger than others. Ibn al-Hajar, he says, just as they have deferred with respect to the exact hour where the dua on Friday is apparently answered, which hour they have deferred. وَقَدْ اشْتَرَكَ فِي إِخْفَاءِ كُلٍ مِّنْهُمَا لِيَقَعَ الْجِدْ فِي طَلَبِهِمَا. He said, they have both been hidden to bring out the best in people with respect to searching and hard work. That's why they were hidden. In fact, some scholars have understood from this that it's actually desirable to not tell people if Allah has taught you which night it is, if you've discovered it. This opinion is signified by the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that His very own Prophet would not know of its exact date or would be made to forget it. And Allah Almighty only decrees the best for Him, hence it is recommended to follow Him in this regard. These were the words of As-Subki. These were the words of As-Subki, rahmatullahi alayhi. So whether it's through something which one sees during his wakeful hours, or maybe it's due to corroborating dreams, according to many scholars, it shouldn't be disclosed, yes, in the month of Ramadan, to keep people motivated to look for it. In fact, Fakhr al-Razi, he beautifully put it when he said that Allah Almighty has hidden this night of Laylatul Qadr for several reasons, one of which is the following. Allah Almighty has veiled, he said, certain things within things. Allah has hidden His pleasure within the many acts of worship that people do. And Allah has hidden His anger in sins so that people stay away from all forms of sins. And He has hidden His ally from people. May Allah make us amongst them. He has hidden His wali, His ally, amidst the people so that we respect them all. And He has hidden the answered dua so that people continue calling upon Him all of the time. And He has hidden His greatest name in all of His other names so that they may honor all of them and search for it. He has hidden the reality of the great middle prayer mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Take care of the middle prayer so that people take care of all of the prayers. He has hidden the accepted repentance that a person makes. Why? To continue repenting. He has hidden the time for death so that one remains on guard in preparing for death. And similarly, He has hidden Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree, so that Muslims may honor every one of the nights of Ramadan. And therefore, with this understanding, your motivation will no longer be limited to Ramadan, or limited to even the last 10 nights of Ramadan, nor limited to the odd nights of Ramadan, let alone limited to one night of Ramadan. Rather, the hallmark, the slogan of a believer is consistency all throughout life. Even if he exerts some greater worship in specific seasons of worship, his motto in life is what? Worship till the day of Allah, I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I don't know where His pleasure is found. The marketplace for Jannah is open all throughout Ramadan and all throughout the year and all throughout your life.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan, Ramadan.